This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John Wehner brought to you by Gutter Helmet. For a limited time, enjoy up to 35% off Gutter Helmet. No money down or payments for 1 year. Conditions apply. Wehner, how the hell you doing, man? What's going on?
Me? What about you? Where the hell you been? Like an arm wrestling competition or something?
just get the hell out of here. Paternity leave, John. Paternity leave. Yeah. Second go around. Yeah.
Wow. Well, congrats. That must be fun. What do you get, like a couple months off for that?
What do we get? Five, 6 weeks. Yeah. So
wow.
I took That's three awesome. Initially. I took two now. Three of those days I spent at the bar at Dewey Beach, Delaware. So we're having ourselves a good time, Rock.
That's awesome. Well, congrats.
Thank you. All right, Wehner. Are they going to win three in a row? Please. Because you were the guy. You came on here like a month and a half ago and you said they're not going to get on a winning streak unless they can start hitting the baseball, but also they're pitching so good they're not going to get in any losing streaks.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's been, I guess, what's been going on here for the last couple months. It's like you just can't get it going. And like I said, the pitching's been good enough to where, yeah, they keep them in ball games. The offense just has not been consistent enough. Hopefully, I'm trying to think of a pitching matchup today to sit here and give you like a more of a, you know, smart answer, but I can't think of even who's pitching. But I hope so. They got to win.
Martin Perez, I believe, is going for the Buccos.
Perez and who's going for Milwaukee?
I got to look.
Yeah, I should
not Bryce Wilson.
I was going to get up bright and early and like research and have stuff ready for you, but we didn't show any discretion last night.
Oh, man. Oh, John. Let's talk about Skeens in the All-Star game. And there are some people out there that are upset in saying that Paul Skeens isn't worthy of an All-Star spot because he hasn't played a full season. How do you feel about those people thinking that way? And does Skeens deserve this opportunity to showcase his skills in the All-Star game? And should he start in the All-Star game?
Yeah, I know we talked about this a bit a few weeks ago, and I was like, man, I don't know if he has, you know, enough time up here. Just, you know, 10 starts, and can he make it, and should he make it? And, you know, I was shocked to hear he made it, but happy that he made it. I mean, he has been one of the best players in baseball since he's been called up. And so, you know, who cares what other people think? If I was him or anybody else, it's like, well, everybody's going to have complaints, and, you know, a lot of teams are going to be upset that one of their guys didn't go, and et cetera and so forth. But, you know, I love the fact that he made the club because he has been really good, arguably one of the best, if not the best, since he got called up, his 10 starts. Obviously, he's must watch TV. Everybody, everybody wants to see Paul Skeens pitch. I took an Uber the other day, and not only did the guy, you know, he started talking and asked me what I did, blah, 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 and he, I'm coming Thursday to watch Paul. I'm like, huh? I mean, it's a first-name basis all of a sudden in Milwaukee, you know, which is blowing me away. That goes to show you people want to go see him. Should he start? I don't know. I mean, Chris Sale's, the numbers he's put up, it's hard for me to sit here and say that he should start. I mean, I've heard the arguments and I've heard, you know.
But Sale's going to go on Sunday now, John.
Oh, well, yeah, that might.
Might open up a little door there.
That might push him up. I'm trying to think. The manager is Torrey Lovello. I don't know if he has any pitching. I don't think he has either. Does Arizona have any pitchers up there? I think that helps too, believe it or not. If it was Rob Thompson from Philly or if it was Brian Snitker from Atlanta, you know, they're going to pick their guy to start. But, if there's not, like with Torrey Lovello, if he doesn't have a guy, like a starting pitcher, I like his chances now, especially with Sale going Sunday. Again, I'm not going to sit here and say he should start, but I mean, I get it. I mean, there'll be some hype. It might bring more people in. I mean, who knows? But, I think it's awesome. It's an honor, obviously, to get there. I'm sure he was blown away. You don't expect it when you get called up and, you know, make your debut, what was it, May 10th or 11th or whatever it was. And then make an all-star team. I don't think, nothing like that's ever happened.
And you talk about unbelievable. Rowdy Tellez was hitting 177 with a 463 OPS on June 1st, and now he's got a 249 batting average with a 698 OPS. How did this happen, first of all? And then have you seen anything like the story of Rowdy Tellez? Because not only was he really struggling, but my God, the fans were letting him hear it. And now he's a fan favorite.
Well, not only the fans, you guys, yep. Not you specifically, but, you know, the media, the talk shows, everybody. I mean, I didn't think he'd make it to June, honestly. I was wondering, you know, I mean, and hats off to Ben Sherrington and Derek Shelton for having that patience. You know, not everybody would have that kind of patience. I honestly, it was to the point where he wasn't playing at all. Maybe playing, it's down to like one or two starts a week there for a little bit. And, and they run him out there and hats off to him because it's hard. I felt bad for him. I mean, it's hard to play like that. You know, you're at your home ballpark and you're getting booed like that. It was uncomfortable at times to hear it when I'm calling a game. I'm thinking, my goodness, it was worse than I think I've ever heard in Pittsburgh for, you know, a pirate come into the ball, just go into the plate for not doing really nothing wrong that particular day. But how he turned it around, I have no idea. I mean, but that's obviously some fortitude to be able to go out there and figure it out. I think obviously, I want to say maybe it was Toronto where things started turning for him. And you know, when you as a hitter, once you start making contact, once you start feeling that timing, once you start seeing the ball jump off your bat, you know, you get more and more comfortable, which leads to more and more confidence, and it turns around for you. I didn't expect it to last for 6 weeks or 5 weeks or however long it's been, but it usually doesn't last that long for anybody but Brian Reynolds. But, man, he's right there with Reynolds. He looked since June 1st. So, that kudos because that's impressive. It's an important bat in the middle of our lineup. I mean, we haven't had much in the middle of the lineup as far as big run producers, home run hitters, and it certainly helped. And that's how you're going to turn this team around as far as maybe running off 5-6 in a row or eight out of 10. You need the offense. You need more guys swinging the bat well. And so certainly he's going to be in the middle of it.
Pirates haven't won more than two straight since May 6th. They haven't lost more than two straight since May 10th. They have a chance to win their third straight tonight. It's Martin Perez against Tobias Myers, John. So they get it done?
I'm not a predictor, but baseball's a crazy game. I always feel that way. You'll sit there and you look on paper and say, oh, my gosh, we can't lose this game. Or, oh, my goodness, we can't win this game. And it never goes as scripted or how you think it might go. I hope so. You know, this has been a tough place to play here in Milwaukee. We've had some crazy games. It's been a house of horrors for a while there. And, it was nice to get off on a good note last night, kind of a historic night offensively for the Pirates in Milwaukee, going back to the Braves. So yeah, if the bats carry over, you know how this works a lot of times in baseball. It's like you score 12 or 14 or 16 runs the next day. It's hard to push across one. So obviously Perez needs to be on top of his game. Last time he pitched here, it didn't go well. And the bats, they got to keep swinging. So it'd be nice to win the third one in a row.
All right, Wayne, you got to get some sleep, man.
Yeah.
Hey, that's rude. But I will. Thanks.
We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks, Rock.
See you guys.
See you. John Wayne.
Hey, that's rude.
He knew he was sharing a story to Callis off air about how late he may or may not have been out last night, and alluded to it on the air when he said he didn't do any of the homework.
Yes.
Tobias is on the hill for the Brewers tonight.
Mm.
Just FYI.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.